We were all gathered around the dinner table, enjoying our meal, when suddenly the door busted open, and in came the cops!
Leo, you're under arrest!
What? But why? What did he do?
He's wanted for bank robbery!
But I didn't do anything!
The way Leo got up and made a run, I was so sure he was the culprit. Only guilty people run. I was never a fan of Leo. Watching him be dragged away felt like the end of a nightmare. The guy always seemed a bit shady, but this, the whole police drama, was proof he wasn't right for Mom. Mom! Anya, Leo is... he's innocent. Mom, you don't know that. I know, because on the day of the bank robbery, Leo was with me, and I know him. Leo, he would never do such a thing. We'll figure this out, Mom. Don't worry. Ever since I was born, it's always been me and my mom against the world. She was just 18, but she dived into motherhood like a champ. To me, she's not just my mom. She's my hero, my ride or die, and literally the nicest and most trusting person I've ever known. But yeah, her being so trusting sometimes attracts people who think they can pull one over on her.
For you ladies, I'll give a special price. The freshest produce for a beautiful lady.
Oh, look at that, Anya. The kind vendor is giving us a discount. Really? The freshest, you say? Get us the real fresh items from the back and, oh, I almost forgot. Yesterday's special price was $2 less. How about we make today's price genuinely special?
All right. Just for you, a truly special deal.
Mom wasn't just trusting. She was practically a saint. One time, we were about to park and this guy just swiped our spot. And Mom, she was totally chill about it. He did not. Come on, Anya. Chill. Anya, it's all right. We'll find another spot. Really, Mom? Watch me handle this. Hey, you might have missed us signaling for the spot. Mind moving?
First come, first served, right?
Oh, I felt so angry. I just wanted to grab a baseball bat and smash the jerk's car. Or better, flatten his car with a road roller, leaving nothing but a crepe of metal and glass. Or we could make it a respect the cue day. Huh? To driving without a license, are we? And what's this? A high school parking permit. Wouldn't want the cops to get curious about the situation, would we?
What are you, Nancy Drew?
Oh, more of a Sherlock, actually. Now, kindly move your car.
Yeah, have a terrible day. You want to be Sherlock?
I had it all wrong. I wasn't just a wannabe Sherlock. I was a hardcore fan. And it wasn't just me. My BFF Chloe was also a huge fan. She was the Watson to my Sherlock. One day I walked into school and saw Chloe practically glowing with excitement. Let's get you grinning from ear to ear. You won't believe it. Ryan just asked me out. Chloe and her ever-changing crushes. Being a good friend, of course, I was happy for her and hugged. But right then, we heard a roar of laughter and saw kids snickering our way. And then we saw it. The entire hallway was filled with copies of Chloe's pic, in which she was picking her nose of all things. This is a total reputation disaster. I'm seriously considering disappearing. School, city, heck, maybe even the whole continent. Nobody messes with my friend like this and gets away with it. Come on, Chloe. These are still wet. Every culprit leaves behind clues. Time to follow the trail. Cherry flavor. There's only one person in this school who'd wear such a tacky lipstick. The school's wannabe Queen Bee, Natasha. Natasha, it's time for an apology. I know you're behind those photos. Oops, busted. An apology, huh? Keep dreaming, Anya. Your move, Nat. Either you say sorry, or I spill the tea to Ashton about how you were staying the night with Ryan. Well, Natasha ended up apologizing because she didn't want the world knowing what a cheating girlfriend she was. But her boy Ashton probably caught on, and as Chloe and I walked away, they both started arguing.
Dang, Anya, you straight up slayed back there.
I'm just doing what's necessary for my pookie. So, about that math test tomorrow, wanna hit the books together at my place? Absolutely. When we reached my place and Chloe and I walked through that door, the view in front of me hit me like a ton of bricks. Mom, locking lips with some random dude. You're back early. Anya, darling, this is...
I'm Leo, your mom's boyfriend. She's mentioned you quite a bit.
Boyfriend? At that moment, it felt like my world was crumbling around me. After Leo barged into our lives, I went full detective mode, trying to dig up some dirt. The guy worked at a bank, jogged every morning, and had a thing for cooking. Basically, Mr. Perfectly Boring. I had no idea what Mom saw in him. And Chloe? She actually admired Leo, calling him cool. Traitor! Leo had to be shown to the door, and I was all too ready to be the one swinging it open. Valentine's Day was supposed to be Leo's big moment to impress Mom with his cooking. But I had other ideas to spice things up.
Helping out in the kitchen? Thanks, Anya.
Just making sure Mom gets the dinner she truly deserves. The dinner was a complete flop, just as I hoped, but Leo, he didn't bat an eye. He just ordered Mom's favorite takeout, saving the day. One time, I came up with a plan to make my mom think Leo was cheating. I told Chloe to find someone who could pretend to be Leo's wife and just storm into our house, making a scene. Chloe found a homeless lady and paid her to do it.
Is Leo here? I'm his wife.
I think you're mistaken. Let's talk.
Of course you'll say this, Leo. You didn't think of our 6 children before cheating on me. Oh, do you know how hard it is to raise 6 kids?
Dear, I know, Leo. There's been a misunderstanding, but we'll certainly help you out in any way we can. Darn it. That plan was an epic fail. Such an epic fail that before leaving, the woman confessed someone had hired her to act. And she also gave Mom and Leo her number. Seemed like getting rid of Leo was going to be a lot harder than I thought. That same night, it was raining, so Mom asked Leo to stay over. Thank God he slept on the sofa. I decided to play a little prank. I had to make lipstick marks on his face and clothes, and it was disgusting. But desperate times call for desperate measures. When Mom sees this, she'll think he's a wild cheater and dump his good for nothing butt. The next morning, I barged into Mom's room, showing her the video. She looked furious and barged downstairs. I think he's cheating on you. Maybe he went to some club last night after we slept, but...
Do I look good in this?
Oh, Leo, you always make me laugh. He did this before, made lipstick marks all over himself just to tease me. Don't worry, he'll never cheat on me.
Shoot, my plan's backfired. Leo was on to me. One day, Mom thought it would be a fantastic idea for me, Leo, and her to go on a picnic. It might have been tolerable if I hadn't forgotten to charge my phone.
Must be tough being unplugged from the world, forced to admire just nature.
How did you?
I might have removed it from charging. By mistake.
Leo? What?
I've decided today I'm only responding with to you.
Oh my god, the guy was so annoying, but Mom found him hilarious. We were at this ice cream place once, and Leo decided to be funny. He put his ice cream on his forehead, calling himself a unicorn. Mom couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, Leo! Oh, you're too much.
As much as I wanted to stay mad at him, seeing him make Mom laugh that way changed something. Maybe Leo wasn't so bad after all. As we sat down for dinner that evening, our calm was abruptly disrupted by the police bursting in.
Leo, you're under arrest for the bank robbery.
But I didn't...
At that moment, I felt foolish. I had let my guard down, and now it seemed like we had a criminal sitting at our dinner table. We'll figure this out, Mom. Don't worry. I had to spill everything to someone, so I ran to Chloe's place and spilled the beans. Anya, I know you're not exactly his fan club president, but you're robbing a bank? That's as believable as a fish riding a bicycle. We need to look into this ourselves. Chloe was right. So next, we started plotting how to get to the bottom of this, setting our sights on the bank's security footage first. Because if Leo was the villain like the cops were saying, I needed to see it with my own eyes. Walking into the bank, it was obvious. Security was tight. Getting to the CCTV room looked tough. Right then, we noticed a lady busy taking a selfie video at work. A bit odd for work, but she seemed more approachable than the others. Hi, can we speak to the manager, please? Our manager retired just yesterday, and well, the assistant manager got arrested, so that makes me the new assistant manager, I guess, so let me know. How can I help you? She was in Leo's position now. I wasn't sure if I should ask her to lead us to the CCTV room or not. Chloe opened her mouth. We'd like to see the CCTV footage of the robbery. What? No, wait, you are kids! I think you two should leave now. Then she signaled to a guard who had a scar across his face. He looked pretty intimidating and threw Chloe and me right out of there. It was so sad our plan failed, but Chloe, she didn't miss a beat, reminding me of the jewelry store angle. If we could prove Leo was there when the bank was hit, we'd blow this case wide open. So the next day we paid the jewelry shop a visit. While Chloe acted to be interested in rings, I snuck into the CCTV room, which luckily was empty because the CCTV operator was locked in the bathroom. Thanks to me. There, in the footage, I spotted Leo, far from the scene of the crime, with my mom. At the station, trying to get the cops on board was like talking to a wall. They just wouldn't take a couple of teens seriously, brushing us off with a half-hearted promise to look into it. After waiting for days with no word, I finally called the cops. That's when I found out the jewelry store footage, our key evidence, was gone. Who could have done this? My mind raced back to the bank incident. Charlotte's glaring eyes as we were kicked out. Our chatter about the jewelry store was too loud for our own good. Charlotte was the one with the most to gain from Leo being gone. She could be the culprit. I knew I had to confront Charlotte. At night, as the bank shut down, Chloe and I waited for Charlotte in the shadows. The moment Charlotte stepped out, we blocked her path. It was you, wasn't it? You got rid of the evidence. You wanted Leo's job so badly you robbed the bank and pinned it all on him. Well, Leo wasn't even at the bank that day. Just admit it.
He was there, yeah. We were all a bit wasted, celebrating the bank manager's farewell party, but I clearly remember seeing him leave. And hold on. You've got it all twisted. Our bank manager was retiring, and Leo was next in line for his position. I was already on track to become the assistant manager. I had nothing to gain from creating this chaos. How can you even suggest... it's just so frustrating. Oh, I shouldn't be telling you this, but cops looked deeper into this case. They found out Leo had huge debts. He borrowed loads of cash from the bank, and there's no clue where that money went. Also, each money he sends money to some anonymous account. It makes sense he'd rob the bank to clear those debts, doesn't it? I didn't want to buy what Charlotte was selling, but she backed it up with enough proof, and turns out Leo was deep in loans, shuffling money into another account. So I did a bit of sleuthing myself, and finally got the address linked to that mystery account. Could Leo be living a double life? Hi, I'm here to ask about Leo.
Leo, that two-faced jerk. He deserves whatever's coming to him.
How do you know him?
He's my so-called brother. Walked away with everything we had. Left me with nothing but debts.
A brother? And an inheritance dispute.
The story was unraveling into something I hadn't anticipated.
Tell Uncle Leo I love him.
Riding the bus home, the little girl's words echoed in my mind. Then, out of nowhere, Chloe's voice cut through. Anya, we might have to face it. Leo might not be who we thought he was.
Really, Chloe? I thought you believed in Leo.
Change your mind so fast. It's not about changing your mind. It's about seeing the truth that's in front of you. This is reality, Anya.
I couldn't believe Chloe would give up so easily. She might, but I wasn't going to. I needed to hear the truth straight from Leo himself. With that decision, I jumped off the bus straight to the station where Leo was being held. There I was, sitting across from Leo in his holding cell. I told him everything I knew. Tell me your side, Leo. The whole truth.
My parents passed away when I was just a teenager. My sister, she lost her way, drowning in parties, burning through the money they left us. I had to step in, lock the funds in a fixed deposit, and send her what she needed each month. I know she hated me for doing it, but I had to. I always cared for my sister, but my niece, Ash, she's the light of my life. A few months back, I found out Ash was battling cancer. I couldn't just stand by. I took a loan from the bank for her treatments, paid the hospital directly. My sister, she doesn't know about it.
Leaving the police station, I was trying to piece it all together, but there was one thing I knew for sure. Leo was innocent. I realized I needed to rethink the entire case from the start. My mind kept circling back to Charlotte. She might not have been the brightest, but she was forthcoming, so I decided to look her up, and that's when I stumbled across her TikTok account. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The truth was right out there from the start. Leo was definitely innocent. Chloe, you won't believe what I just found. We need to show this to the police. That video was the break we needed. Before handing it over to the cops, I got a lawyer and had the video analyzed by an expert. No way the police were gonna brush me off again. As the police officer watched the video, I could see he was shocked. The video at first showed Charlotte goofing around, making a selfie video at the bank manager's farewell bash. Charlotte's smiling face fills the screen, but looking closely, we see the bank manager chatting with Leo. Only it wasn't Leo at all. It was the guard with the scar, dressed up as Leo, proving the bank manager and that guy were both in on it.
Well done.
She just did your job for you, didn't she?
Chloe!
I'm really sorry. I didn't believe Leo completely, but you're like Sherlock, always figuring things out.
Yeah, I guess I'm like Sherlock, but even Sherlock needs his Watson. And you, Chloe, you've always been there for me like my Watson. So I can let this one slide, but trust me next time, okay?
After, Leo was proven innocent, and eventually the real culprits were caught. Turned out, the guard had indeed heard Chloe and me talk about the jewelry store, and he was the one who wiped the CCTV drive clean over there. Since Leo was wrongly accused, the bank and the police publicly apologized to him. The bank gave him his job back with an increment and a promotion, and they also cleared his debts as compensation. As for Leo's sister, I told her everything. She quickly went to Leo to apologize. It was great to see them make up and become a family again.
Thanks, Anya. I appreciate it. I guess we're all good now.
No problem. Actually, you're not so bad. Mom, this guy's a keeper.
He sure is.
OMG, congratulations!